Blessed are they who have kept the word with a generous heart, and you a harvest through perseverance. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, there was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fed and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Not even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. And from the world where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames. Abraham replied, My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad, and now is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from on our side to yours or from your side to ours. He said, Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that they may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment. But Abraham replied, They have Moses and the prophets, let them listen to them. He said, Father Abraham, but if anyone from the dead goes to them, they will repent. Then Abraham said, If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if anyone should rise from the dead. Gospel of the Lord. The story Jesus at the Pharisees is very beautiful. Jesus through this story tells us it's important that we have to live well on earth. If we forget our labor, then that means no love in our heart. We're going to go into heaven. Heaven is the place, it's a place of communion, of people loving one another. As Jesus gave us this knowledge, this light to live our daily life, it's important to love every person that we meet, no matter who they are. Important is give our heart to them. You live the spirit of charity, of communion. Only then you can share the love of God in the future. Jesus give the strength that today we love one another as if you have loved us. See each person in you. Jesus, we trust in you.